I'm Chris Wink, along with Brandy Carlisle. Hi, Brandy.
Hi there.
So you have this wonderful new album, By the Way, I Forgive You.
Thank you, yeah.
You made me cry with the story. Are you trying to do it again?
I'm trying to do it again with all my might, yeah.
I think you might have succeeded.
All right.
Tell me about writing these songs. It seems a very intensely personal record that you've recorded.
It is intensely personal. We had written a lot of songs for it as well. One of the things that happened was we didn't really realize how heavy some of the undertones were until we recorded all the songs and then took away the lighter ones because we realized the record was thematic in its honesty and depth. And so we really wanted that to be the defining strand that runs through the entire record.
Was there a song that sort of walked you down this path as you were making the record? The first song that sort of said, this is what we need to do?
That's such a good question.
Everybody comfortable? You guys might notice that I have a dog and a child, neither of which are here today. But this song's about my daughter, Evangeline.
I'd say it started with the mother. The sentiment and like the kind of honesty of that song became like a barometer. Like it became something we started comparing, you know, the message in other songs to.
Welcome to the end of being alone inside your mind. You're tethered to another and you worried all the time. You always knew the melody, but you never heard it rhyme. She's fair and she is quiet, Lord. She doesn't look like me. She made me love the morning. She's a holiday at sea. The New York streets are as busy as they always used to be. But I am the mother of Evangeline. The first things that she took from me were selfishness and sleep. Broke 1,000 heirlooms I was never meant to keep. She filled my life with color, canceled plans and trashed my car. But none of that was ever who we are. Outside of my windows are the mountains and the snow. I hold you while you're sleeping and I wish that I could go. All my rowdy friends are out accomplishing their dreams. But I am the mother of Evangeline. And they've still got their morning paper and their coffee and their time. And they still enjoy their evenings with the skeptics and the wine. Oh, but all the wonders I have seen, I will see a second time. From inside of the ages through your eyes. You are not some accident where no one thought it through. The world that stood against us made us made to fight for you. And when we chose your name, we knew that you'd fight the power too. You're nothing short of magical and beautiful to me. I'll never hit the big time without you. So they can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. 'Cause I am the mother of Evangeline. They can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. I am the mother of Evangeline.
That's a very sparse song. There's not a lot there, just you and the guitar.
Yeah, and that's actually, I recorded it one morning in my house on a voice memo, and I sent it around to Tim and Phil, and my mom and dad, and then Emily Salyers from the Indigo Girls, one of my favorite writers of all time, just to see if it was any good, see what everybody said, and they liked it, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna go with this song.
You mentioned Tim and Phil, the twins. writing songs this personal with those guys, what's that like? I mean, you guys have been writing for a long time.
Well, we don't just write together. I mean, we live together. And one of them's married to my sister. And then my wife's sister is married to the cellist. And so the band is like interwoven in a way that's really intimate already. So we're already waking up every morning and looking out the same windows. We're having the same experiences, the same family members in rehab, the same deaths, the same divorces, the same sort of intercommunal dramas. So when somebody turns in a song or a concept, we know exactly what they're talking about. And the commentary is informed. It's not guesswork. It's really natural. Sometimes I'll turn in a song that's like super deep and, you know, I'll have tears in my eyes and they'll just kind of nod. They just know what it's about.
Does it make it easier to bring out all of these extremely emotional thoughts into song that everybody does know?
I don't know if it makes it easier. I think next to forgiveness, communal living and a shared existence is one of the most important parts of life. So I certainly wouldn't call it easy, but I'd call it really necessary.
You brought up the forgiveness term, so let's go there for a moment, because that's what the record is, right? It's very...
Yeah.
But it's not the same kind of forgiveness that we read about in the Bible or what have you, right?
Well, I guess it is the same kind of forgiveness that we read about in the Bible. It's just not diluted by, you know, centuries of Judeo-Christian and American rhetoric even. It's something that's more radical and dark than the diluted version that we talk about, I think.
Why do you think it's darker?
Well, because it's ongoing, because it's not kind of a hashtag blessed sort of sentiment. It's like the ultimate test of the soul, I think. And it's the ultimate cleansing of the soul. And it's for spiritual and emotional health. When we sort of dilute that word and concept, we take away like the power that it really, really has. Sometimes I think we talk about it for years before we do it as well. So when we do that, we make it seem like it's easy. It hurts the people that it's not easy for. It makes the task at hand seem almost unworthy of our attention.
But it needs to be worthy.
Absolutely needs to be worthy. Yeah, I think it needs to be worthy.
Tell me why.
Well, because it's, like I said, it's the ultimate cleansing of the soul. It's something that you don't do for someone else. You do it for yourself.
For yourself?
Yeah, you do it for yourself.
So is that why you say, by the way, I forgive you, and for the title?
Yeah, and it quantifies. Like, it really kind of covers the whole record, that title. It's a flippant, tongue-in-cheek way of addressing a mountain of an obstacle.
We talked about the mother. There's the joke, which is sort of like at the other end of the oral spectrum song that's so
oral
big.
Spectrum, yeah.
You're feeling nervous, aren't you, boy? With your quiet voice and impeccable style. Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Don't you, girl? It's your brother's world for a while longer. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream and call it living the dream. Call it kicking the ladder. They come to kick dirt in your face, to call you weak and then displace you after carrying your baby on your back across the desert. I but you don't look scared.
How big could you make that song?
I mean, I never would have had the nerve to go that big with it if it had not been for the encouragement of Dave Cobb. He was so encouraging with the drama. I really appreciated that coming from a dude in the studio, you know, who was like, you can't get dramatic enough for me.
Really?
And it kind of triggered my live music addiction in the studio for the first time in a way that I've been trying to have happen for 15 years.
You mean the live in terms of your performance?
Yeah, it really brought out the performer in me.
So how do you think he managed to pull that off?
I don't know. You know, it's like you get in the studio with a bunch of guys and they're like buying drum sets on eBay and they're talking about gear and microphones. And then you go out there and sing and if one of your vocals distorts the microphone or it's too dramatic, it seems out of context. It just doesn't seem right, you know? But Dave and Shooter, all they cared about was the drama. If the microphone or the settings of the outboard gear couldn't handle what you were putting out, they found that encouraging. They were just going to hook up more gear or just change the settings because there was never going to be enough drama for them. And that was a totally new experience for me.
A love song was playing on the radio. It made me kind of sad because it made me think of you. And I wonder how you're doing. But I wish I didn't care, because I gave you all I had and got the worst of you. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found, because without you around I've been doing just fine. Except for any time I hear that song. Ooh. Didn't it break your heart when you watched my smile fading? Did it ever cross your mind that one day the tables would be turned? They told me the best revenge would be a life well lived, and the strongest one that holds would be the hardest one to earn. Except for any time I hear that song. Up in the morning, I was choking on some words. There were things unsaid between us. There were things you never told. Now that's twice you broke my heart now. The first was way back when. And to know you're still unhappy only makes it break again. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found. 'Cause without you around, I've been doing just fine. By the way, I forgive you. You around, I've been doing just fine, except for any time I hear that song. Ooh. Oh, anytime I hear that song. Ooh.
There's a couple of other songs. I mean, the whole album is just great, but Hold Out Your Hand and Party of One, two of my other favorite songs.
Thanks,
would
man.
You talk about Hold Out Your Hand for a little bit?
Yeah, Hold Out Your Hand. I mean, I was out on the road one summer, and I was like seeing these younger bands and feeling really, really excited about them. Like Lucius is one of them that I was pretty excited about, and Shovels and Rope were another band. And they started really influencing me with like their level of intensity on stage. They're uplifting. And then I've always loved the Avett Brothers and the energy and this kind of sloppiness that they're not afraid to approach. And I was like, man, I want to get together and come up with a message that I can really get behind and then cut loose on a song like that. Hold Out Your Hand is something that I wrote lyrically in my car driving to the recording studio to work with the Secret Sisters when Trayvon Martin got killed. I was just thinking, man, how much longer are we going to buy into the constant message of fear that's being fed to us through the capitalist regime to keep us scared and consuming? That's why I wrote Hold Out Your Hand, because if we can't hold out our hands to people that believe things that are different than us, then divide and conquer really will work.
What do you think we can do about all of this?
I think that community, open-mindedness, and cutting down on some of the messages of fear that keep us from seeing the humanity in each other. Depoliticizing children, I think, would be a really big step towards understanding the plight of the refugees. And just forgiveness, love and humanity.
We're back to that forgiveness.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my father in some time, but his face is always staring back at me. His heavy hands hang at the ends of my arms, and my colors change like the sea. But I don't worry much about time lost, 'cause I'm not gunning for the dreams I couldn't find. He taught me how to walk the best that I can on the road I've left behind. And most of all, he taught me to forgive, how to keep a cool head, how to love the one you're with. And when I'm far into the distance and the pushing comes to shove, to remember what comes back when you give away your love. Give away your love. When you give your love away, give away your love. They fight like the north and the south, but I still care. to be strong and say goodbye, and that love is forever, and most of all, she taught me how to fight, how to move across the line between the wrong and the right, and when I'm turned out in the darkness and the pushing comes to shove, to remember what comes back when you give away your love. Give away your love. When you give your love away. Give away your love. Give your love away. Oh, give your love away. And remember what comes back to you. Give your love away. And his heavy hands swing from the ends of my arms, and my colors change like the sea.
You celebrated the story's 10th anniversary in a really cool way. Most people just put out like a three-disc set of all the things that we didn't put out with that record when we first put it out. You had people cover your songs.
Yeah.
You put all this thing towards the War Child. I want first you to tell me about the War Child and tell me about this project you did with Cover Story.
Oh, thanks for asking about it. War Child is an organization that started in the UK. They just opened up one up here in New York, actually called Children in Conflict. And we were able to help them do that through our fundraising effort. But what War Child does is they go into the refugee camps, primarily right now in Iraq and Jordan. And these are the camps that have the Syrian refugees that we're reading about so often. They also have made inroads into Yemen, and they go to the Democratic Republic of Congo, reintegrate child soldiers, work with boys. In the refugee camps, they seek out immediate need, and they help children and families of children. So whether it's food, clothing, protection, relocation, they seek out that first. Once those needs are secured, they start working on things like counseling. And the reason why counseling is the next step is because of the things that these people have seen are sort of horrific and mind-blocking. And once these people start to feel safer and the concept of counseling is introduced to these kids in safe places and play zones, then they can start working on educating these kids, because they can be in these refugee camps from anywhere from 5 to 17 years. By the time they get out, their entire life and education would be a moot point. They would never be able to move forward, having never been to first grade. They're educating kids from within the refugee camps and giving them a path out. And they're doing it with local counselors and local teachers. They're not just, you know, flying in on the white parachute.
Well, that's great. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about it.
Thanks for bringing it to everybody's attention this way. That's a cool thing.
If I don't owe you a favor, you don't know me. I don't believe we've ever even met. If there's a God in heaven you can show me, I guess I should admit I lost the bet. There are moments I could hold you forever. There are moments that lasted way too long. There are days when I change with the weather to hold you. Place would be wrong. There's a road left behind me that I'd rather not speak of, and a hard one ahead of me too. I love you, whatever you do, but I got a life to live too. I never met a morning I could get through with nothing on my breath to hold the night. And I never said I'm sorry, but I meant it. I never met a coward I don't like. There are reasons why a body stays in motion, but at the moment only demons come to mind. There are days when I could walk into the ocean with no one else but you to leave behind. There's a road breaking the rules. When he arrived in the second year of my high school, he wasn't so much of a twist of fate as a short turn up from a southern state. He was born with a sweet tooth he couldn't beat, always trying to find himself something sweet. All that he found was the trouble in me, or maybe trouble just found him. It was hard to hide that his heart had scars. He would stay up late talking to the stars. People tried to blame him for making bad choices, and he was on there listening to the voices, looking for some kind of deeper truth between the lines in the Bible and living proof. Oh, there's no point now to judge him in vain. If you haven't been there, you don't know the pain. He was a liar. Quiet head, his broken heart now is finally gone. But I know that he had to hurt for too long to think he had fought it all on his own, just to lose the battle and die alone. After so many years of feeling lost, he finally made his way back home.
Well, Brandy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for making this record.
Thanks for listening to it and having such awesome questions.
By the way, I forgive you. Thank you for coming by.